Bibles just for a little while, and I don't know if Sam told you, but I don't wear a watch. I'm glad I see one right here. Usually it goes off in 2 hours. Did he tell you I usually preach for 2 hours? I'm glad he didn't, because usually 15 or 20 minutes, we're out of here, amen? But we'll just see what God does. 2 Timothy, let's all stand. Chapter 4. It's my life verse. I tell you what, old Paul was charging Timothy. I tell you what a man of God. It says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing at his kingdom. Preach the word. Be instant in season, out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all longsuffering and doctrine. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. And they shall turn away their ears from the truth, and shall be turned unto fables. But watch thou in all things, endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist, make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me at that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that also love his appearing. Just for a little while, I'd like to preach on Preach the Word. Brother Sam, lead us in a word of prayer.
Heavenly Father, thanks for bringing us here this morning. Thank you for the time of fellowship in the house of God this morning, Lord.
Yes.
You, Brother Darrell, as he preaches the word to us this morning, Lord. Let him deliver what you have laid on his heart to us this morning, Lord. Be with everyone that's been out sick this morning, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. I tell you what, old Paul was charging Timothy, amen. I'm going to tell you what right now, Faith Baptist, and I'm going to tell you it's time for some of these old preachers to be charging some of these young preachers that's coming up. I'll tell you what, it's never a time that we should have a dull services in the house of God. I'll tell you what, the Baptist church as a whole has grown cold, amen. I'm going to tell you what, we've got little lace-wearing, panty-wearing preachers that come up here that we call, amen, that won't even shout the word of God. I'll tell you what, this word of God's glorious, amen. I'll tell you what, if we ought to be shouting, we can shout for everything but the word of God, amen. I'll tell you what, I'm a shouter. I'm going to tell you right now. I go to a ball game, I'm going to shout it out, I'll tell you what. And so many times we come to our churches and we'll shout at a ball game. We'll shout at the secular thing, but we get in the house of God. We clam up, shame on us this morning. Church and old Timothy, I'll tell you what, old Paul was a preacher. Says, I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom. Preach the word. I'm going to tell you what, Faith Baptist, we need preaching this morning. We need it all the way from the White House all the way down to the outhouse, amen. I'll tell you what, our president, I like him. I don't know about you, but he needs preaching too, amen. All the way from the White House, I tell you what, down to my house this morning. I need preaching. I don't know about you this morning, but I need preaching. I battle the flesh every day, and we live in a real world. Don't sugarcoat the world, because the devil's real this morning, amen. I need preaching on Sunday morning. I need it on Sunday night. I need it on Wednesday night, amen. When I do miss a service, and that's not many, I can tell, amen. Because I need that preached word that comes from the word of God. Amen. Lord, help us this morning to like preaching. Preach the word. It says, preach the word. Be instant in season and out of season. And I'm going to tell you what, we ought to be ready at a moment's notice. You may not be a preacher, but do you realize that your very life preaches? Amen. Your family, your friends are watching how we all live. Amen. And we can preach by just living a life for Christ. Amen. in season and out of season. Reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and doctrine. I'm going to tell you what so many of our Baptist churches has gone the way of the world. They can't take preaching anymore. You know why? Because it puts a demand at the heart's door. We like it when the preacher's busted somebody else's hide, but what about ours? Amen. First thing we want to do is quit. We want to leave. It's no time to be a quitter this morning, Faith Baptist. It's time to hang in. It's time to be a warrior for Christ this morning. It says, for the time will come when they, who's they? The world, they will not endure sound doctrine. Do you understand this morning that most people, you don't even have to raise your voice, but I could come through here with some of my own family, amen. They like it when you talk religion. But when you open up, thus saith the Lord, and show them some scriptures, amen, it blows them slap out of the water. But you know what? My own sister, love her to death. But she don't darken the house of the Word of God. She hates the Word of God. But I tell you what, she'll be the first to tell you she's going to heaven, amen. I don't know about your family, they're probably the same as mine. They're religious but lost. I tell you what, when God saved you, He put you down at the house of God. Do you know that? I'm going to tell you, He added to the church daily such as should be saved. I'm going to tell you what, don't tell me you love God and you don't love His church, amen. Don't tell me you love God and you don't love the preaching of His word, amen. I'm going to tell you what, you'll never knock me out of the saddle. I'll probably have to get up and say, Lord, help me and forgive me for my old wicked ways, but you're not going to knock me out of the saddle. You're not going to preach me out of that pew, amen. I'm coming back to get another dose of the Word of God. Lord, help us to love preaching this morning. We ought to be instant in season and out of season. It says, for the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine. The world as a whole does not want to hear sound doctrine. They want to hear Joel Osteen. They want to hear those preachers that come up and say smooth things. They don't want to have any kind of demand at the heart's door because there's another church right around the corner, amen, that won't put that demand at the heart's door and make them feel good in their sin. And I'll tell you what, shame on us this morning for putting up with that. It says, after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itching ears. I've never in my life. Turn on your TV. Nobody wants a preacher anymore, amen. Everybody wants teachers. I'm going to tell you what, everybody likes their smooth sayings. But God said in the book of Isaiah, He said, hey, lift up your voice like a trumpet, amen. Cry aloud and spare not. But I tell you what, real preaching scares most people. Real preaching scares most people. And I can tell by the looks of your faces, hey, you've heard it, amen. A real preacher don't scare you. I'm going to tell you what, it don't scare me. You don't want to bore me out of my ever-loving mind. If I go to some of these visiting churches, amen, and I hear an old deadhead for about an hour, hour and a half, amen, and all he does is just monologue and nothing's ever, listen, I come to church to get fired up, amen. I come to church to have a good time this morning. And I'm going to tell you what. Keeps me sleeping back there. It's not my fault. It's the preacher's fault. Amen. He ought to be proclaiming it. Amen. I'll tell you what. If I catch you sleeping, I'm going to say, hey, it's time to wake up. We are at the house of God. Amen. Oh, glory to God this morning. Might as well come to God's house and have a good time. Amen. I tell you, but they people don't like preachers. It says they'll turn their ears from the truth. It says, and they shall be turned into fables. You know why a teacher won't want to, he talks about fables all the time? It's because, look, that takes a demand off of people. And I tell you what, puts a little fiction storytelling out there instead of going to him preaching God's word. Because God's word names sin, amen. Got a sin problem. It says, but watch thou at all things endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof of thy ministry. For I am now ready to be offered and the time of my departure is at hand. I'm going to tell you what old Paul knew, that his days were numbered. Amen. And let me tell you something. May I remind you this morning, It just seemed like yesterday that I was 20 years old. Now I'm 53. I'm going to tell you what, time marches on. It's another day closer to death, amen. It's another day closer for me to going to heaven. I'm going to tell you what, if there's ever a time that we as Christians need to make an impact in our community and in our family's lives, amen, it's now. We're not promised tomorrow. We're here today, amen. So when we leave today, I want you to realize, look, we can make an example to our family and our friends, amen. Oh, Paul knew he was ready. He says, I have fought a good fight. I have finished my course, and I have kept the faith. Faith Baptist, I'm going to ask you something this morning. Are you fighting a good fight? Had never met you but this morning, but you ought to be fighting a good fight, amen? Are you finishing your course? Have you even got a course this morning? You know what? We ought to be fighting it. We ought to be having a course that we're running. I'm going to tell you what, we ought to be on that straight and narrow path this morning, and we know that we need to do that, and I've kept the faith. Are you keeping the faith this morning? Are you keeping it this morning? Because there's a crown for us, and I'm afraid that I've lost a lot of mine being foolish. But I tell you what, that we ought to start today. Realizing that, look, henceforth there's laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge shall give me in that day, and not to me only, but unto all them that also love his appearing. You know God's coming back. Christ is coming back, amen? I thank God for that this morning. I thank God that I can be in his service. It's nothing but a servant, amen? But I praise his wonderful name. Again, I thank you for the opportunity to come 15 minutes, and it's over. But I tell you what, our life has just begun. I don't care how old you are, how young you are, you can make an impact in your family's life and this community. I'm going to tell you, Teague needs preaching. Fairfield needs preaching. Nacogdoches needs preaching. My family needs preaching. The president needs preaching. Do you know the Pope needs preaching this morning? Did you hear about what he's trying to do now? He's going to change the Lord's Prayer. May I remind you, the Pope will bust hell open one of these days. He needs preaching, because I'm going to tell you what, preaching, like the Sunday school gentleman said, it's the only way. It's the only way to salvation, and I thank God for that this morning. Let's all stand. Most gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you, Lord, just once again, Lord, just praising your wonderful name. Lord, we thank you for what you've done in the past and what you're going to continue to do. We thank you for this church, what it stands for. We thank you for all the members. We pray for the sick that we heard in the Sunday school hour, Lord. We just pray right now for Brother Timothy as he comes down and gets ready to pastor this church. Lord, we thank you for all the things we take for granted. Give us a good remainder of the day. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. God bless you.